Well, we're still here, so let's talk about it. Have you ever said, I meant to call, but I didn't? I thought about texting, but... And remember the days when we used to write letters to people? Those days are all but gone. Sometimes so many months or weeks or even years would go by without a letter, keeping saying, well, I was going to write a letter, but I just couldn't figure out how to make the time, or, oh, I ran out of postage, so I just didn't do it. All right, I was going to make that phone call, but I got distracted. I've had those days. This week feels like one of those days, or I should say, this week feels like one of those weeks. I'm feeling pretty heavy today. I didn't really take time to think about it because I literally did have so much going on that I put myself aside from exercise, aside from making a good meal for me and my husband, aside from calling people that I regularly call and talk to during the week. All those things got set aside for busyness. All of the busyness was for good. My employers and my clients needed me more so than usual this month alone, but this week in particular. Some friends needed me more than they've ever needed me in their life. Not that they couldn't go through what they just did on their own, but they asked me to be a part of it, and I showed up. I think we all have good intentions to stay connected to the people that we care about, the people who have expectations that we're going to remain communicative and in touch. But when stuff happens and we let it go an extra day, an extra couple of days, perhaps a week or more, it actually can affect the relationship that we presently have. People might start to feel let down or disappointed. They may even check in to wonder if we're okay. That's the lovely part about relationships. What about those connections that aren't so tight, though? They're maybe held together quite loosely by those texts or phone calls or coffee dates. One missed coffee date or a few unanswered or unsent text messages or voicemails could cause breaks or tears in the connection. It might even damage the relationship to the point where there's no communication anymore. And what if one of those connections got lost because of death? That hit me hard this week. Death comes at any moment, and we don't get to know when that moment's coming, usually. Obviously, in the case of terminal illness or something like that, or long disease process, we can kind of be aware of when the end is coming, but we still don't know exactly when. We're also very well aware that we could be struck down at any second, out in the street, in the shopping center, in our home, anywhere. And if we haven't kept up to date with those communications, the folks on the other end have no idea what's been going on. And if we're that person on the other end, we don't know what has happened until we get the bad news. My heaviness this week, I'm going to really say today feels heavy because I've been catching up from a week of no communication or missed communications. I've had several phone calls today with well-wishers. I've missed you, they said. I've missed them too. What if something happened to them? What if something happened to me? What if they were so hurt that they're not sure they trust the relationship so much anymore? Thankfully, if they love me enough, there's forgiveness. And part of me says, if the relationship's that fragile and there's no room for error or mistakes, maybe it's not the relationship I should be in. The heaviness will pass as I'm spending today caring for my home, caring for myself, and I'm going to have a brief retreat tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to, but also feeling kind of, I don't know, uneasy, I guess, indulgent to be taking that day all for me, when most of my days are taken up caring for other people or serving others. But I know it's important to do it. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the most out of it. And I think it'll make me a stronger, better servant when I return. But the gist of this message today is to act on those thoughts that pop into our heads. How's so-and-so doing? Let me stop what I'm doing right this second and just send a heart emoji, or a smiley face, a question mark, whatever it is, to let that person know that they popped into your head. It can be that simple. It does take effort, and it does take intention. But it also keeps connections tighter. And if they're not having a great week, they might let you know. It also just keeps that daily connection, so that if something bad does happen, you won't be saying, oh, I meant to text, and I didn't, and I missed my chance. I meant to call, but I didn't, and it's now too late. It doesn't stop heaviness from happening. It doesn't stop loss. It just keeps connections tighter. And for me, that's what relationships are about. That's why we love. I hope that this helps you in some way, pricks your heart just a certain way to prompt you to reach out to someone that maybe you haven't reached out to in a while, or you're missing and you think it's their turn to reach out. But reach out anyway, while you're still here to do it. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.